Most of us know that feeling. You finish a great book and you're just not ready to say goodbye to some of the characters. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick reminds us of the good, the bad, and the ugly of sequels. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. We readers love a good sequel. The chance to revisit characters who feel like real acquaintances in settings that seem like an annex of one's own consciousness is an enticing prospect. But the author who grants this wish takes a risk. Think of Louisa May Alcott's Little Men or Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman. Surely Jo March and Atticus Finch were better off as they were. On the other hand, where would we be without Lord of the Rings and Huckleberry Finn? Or, more recently, Richard Russo's Everybody's Fool? A sequel can be a fine thing indeed. Thridi Umrigar writes of being besieged by fans of her 2006 bestseller, The Space Between Us, who wanted to know what happened next to Bhima and Sarabhai, a domestic servant and her employer in contemporary Mumbai, after exposed secrets and lies blew up their lives. The novelist had no idea, she said, until one day she began to focus on a minor character named Parvati, a deformed, destitute old woman in the market who sells nasty-looking cauliflower from a tiny square of sidewalk she defends as her own. Committed to purchasing only the finest for Sarabhai's household, Bhima used to step past Parvati in disgust. But in The Secrets Between Us, Parvati becomes a main character and a more thrilling and daring creation than anyone else in the story. Unfortunately, nothing can be revealed about her past, her capabilities, and her current situation without spoilers. Parvati moves to the center of the action when Bhima tries to help a neighbor whose husband has been murdered in sectarian violence. The dead man was a vendor of custard apples and had already paid for a large order. Since the merchant won't refund the money, she decides to try to sell the shipment for the widow. This proves much more complicated than she expected. New in this book are Sunita and Chitra, a lesbian couple for whom Bhima cleans house. These characters bring into play additional aspects of the Byzantine Indian social hierarchy and moral strictures. The unpacking of these complications is one of the pleasures of Umrigar's storytelling, one aspect of the immersive nature of the trip to India her novels provide. The physicality of her writing, whether she's describing the revolting sanitary conditions of Bhima's slum or the slick, frigid ambience of an upscale shopping mall, is another. So, too, the intricate language of nicknames and honorifics and the rhyming slang. On a deeper level, the book provides an almost Siddhartha-esque experience of sharing a character's spiritual journey, as the plot takes Bhima and Parvati to places where they must question their preconceptions, search their souls, and ultimately change. At the heart of it is a question which Bhima turns over and over in her mind. Is it the special curse of women to keep other people's secrets and carry their shame? What would happen, she wonders, if all of them simply put down their loads one day and refused to pick them up again? Perhaps the only misstep in Secrets Between Us occurs at the very end, in a denouement which takes the narrative from dirty realism to pure fairy tale. Perhaps Umrigar is just trying to make sure the story's really over this time. This reader forgives her.
The books are The Space Between Us and The Secrets Between Us by Thridi Umrigar. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.